Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for taking the time to pray with me and focus on God's Word together as I share my weekly devotional each week. I thank you for taking the time and being willing to pray. I also thank the station for being willing to air this program. And if you feel so inclined, please thank the station too and let them know how it encourages you. So, let's get down to business. This week's devotional is entitled, God Bless You, Truly. When I'm leaving stores or anywhere, I usually conclude with a God bless your day, or something like that. Responses vary, but generally are positive and smile-inducing. I really mean it too, because I want people to be blessed by the Lord, and if they know Him, that the Lord would bless them, and that if they don't know Him yet, that the Lord would bless them with knowing Him, that they would know Him. So no matter what, I say, God bless your day. But I remember considering whether to stop doing that. Why? Well, frankly, it was because of being hurt by people who say God bless you after they were unkind to me or to other people. That drives me crazy. It's like when people write God bless you on receipts at restaurants, yet don't leave a tip. It makes me sick. And to put it mildly, it is not, all caps, not what the Lord wants. So at one point I thought, wow, I don't want to be mistaken as one of those people. But then the Lord reminded me in His Word that it's okay to say, God bless your day, as long as my life and my words align with and express His truth in love. Actions and words matching what He says in His Word. That's what's so important. With His help, we all can apply Ephesians 4:15, which says, quote, but speaking the truth in love, in all things, both our speech and our lives, expressing His truth, let us grow up in all things into Him, following His example, who is the head, Christ. That's it. We need to speak the truth in love, in all things, both our speech and our lives, expressing His truth. That's what we need to do. So here's how I look at this. When I'm mistreated by people, I pray for them to know Him. Because a lot of people who hurt others when they say, God bless you, and act contrarily, a lot of such people think they're Christian, but they're not. Because the only way that you can be a Christian is to know Christ personally. It's about knowing Jesus, about receiving Him as Savior and Lord, receiving His gift of eternal life, relying on Him for salvation, relying on Him every day. So that's the big difference. A lot of people think they know Him, but they don't yet. Now, if you're one of those people, I would be so, so happy to pray with you right away and just invite you to know Him. Are you ready to do that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You and we bless Your name. Lord Jesus, we ask that You would reign in our hearts, forgive us of our sins. We rely on You to save us from sin and hell. We rely on You, Jesus, and what You did on the cross, that You died on the cross for bearing our punishment, and that You rose from the dead. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. We receive You. Please rule our lives. Come into our hearts. We hold nothing back. We give You ourselves. Please be our Savior and Lord. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Thank You for a fresh new start in You. We also pray for those who are believers and who are hurting, and I pray for Your best for each request on their hearts. We welcome You, Jesus, to take control of every situation that's hard. We ask for Your best to take place, Your best for each prayer request. In Jesus' name, amen. Now feel free to send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And with that, I say, with sincerity, God bless your day, my friends.